Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. And all of you Odd Couple fans, if you miss any portion of this show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. All you do is type in Odd Couple, wherever you get your podcast, download the show, and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. Bottom of the hour, we got Mike Sando coming on from The Athletic. He's their senior NFL writer. And he wrote a story, Rob, just last week about how Ken Dorsey, this is before, obviously, he got fired. But how he's basically, he is actually doing a better job than Brian Daboll did as the OC. So I don't see it, but it didn't work for him. But you're right. It'll be interesting to hear him explain his article and what he thinks of the firing.
Sometimes it's just, you know, you look at numbers and it's more than that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's
when you
probably
look, they don't look the same. That's for darn sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they just don't. And that's probably, you know, he'll probably have to backtrack a little bit because it's just not the same. I don't care what the intricate numbers are, Chris.
Yep. All right. So, Rob, the Minnesota Vikings, a team that you did like, you picked them to win the NFC North. And right now,
I'm feeling
a
lot better about it.
After a slow start, they're looking good, certainly right in the playoff mix. And they've won 5 straight games. And not that we're not blaming this guy in any way, shape, or form. He's just a wide receiver after all, and I don't mean that in a negative way. But Justin Jefferson has been injured during this run, and they've actually, you know, played much better. And so that led you to you have not a theory, but a question that you want to pose, a take that you want to put out there.
I just think that nobody ever talks about this, Chris. Is, you know, we always talk about, well, you can get any old running back. I wouldn't draft a running back. I wouldn't pay a running back. It could get anybody. And I look around the league, and I'm starting to just, because of the Justin Jefferson, who everybody, he had an unbelievable year. Everybody was talking about, like, he's all world. He's the next, you know, great thing. And this, that, and the other thing. And so, and a lot of people were guilty of this. When he got hurt, oh, you know what? Get rid of Kirk Cousins. The season's over. You just lost your best receiver. You might as well move on. You're not going to be able to win without him. And all they've done, as you mentioned, is go 5-0. And not only that, because they're averaging almost 25 points a game without him, ranked ninth. That would rank him ninth in the NFL. That's better than the Chiefs, the Jaguars, and the Bengals. Okay, that's without Jefferson. And I'm not saying he's not a fantastic receiver or a great player. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just not sure. This is a passing league. That's what we're told all the time. Receivers are more at a premium. And then you start doing some research, Chris, and you go, okay, the Ravens have the second highest scoring offense in the NFL, 270 points, without a real number one. Who's their number one? Nobody.
Zay Flowers, the rookie.
Okay, yeah, a real one. C.J. Stroud is viewed now, right, as this MVP candidate without a real number one. He doesn't have a real number one, this guy that you're afraid of and you have to game plan for. So here's another one. Mahomes won an MVP for the Chiefs, right, and the Super Bowl, Chris, after trading away Tyreek Hill, who's an all-world wide receiver. So he moved on, and it didn't stop Kansas City. Joe Burrow, 3-1 without Ja'Marr Chase since they become teammates, Chris. He's not 1-3. 67% completion ratio and a passer rating of almost 100 at 99.9. And we know the Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams story. 10-1, including 7 in a row at one point without Devontae Adams. And, when they had to go to his teammates, Chris, Aaron Rodgers, 67% completion rate and a passer rating of 112.7. So I'm starting to wonder, the same way we can tell people we can just pick and choose and put people in at the running back position, it with these numbers and these stats and looking at this, does this open your eyes a little bit or you know, with the idea? And they were great wide receivers and they're important to the game. But if you would have told me Minnesota's offense would be better and score more points without that kid, I would not believe it. And I'm starting to look and wonder how much impact the wide receiver has, and maybe if it's not him, it's just somebody else. Help me out.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, and I think you brought up some decent examples. And I think, I guess, are you asking why is the wide receiver viewed as more valuable than the running back today?
I know, because I know it's a passing league, but these statistics and these figures show you that you could be the Ravens, the number two offense, without a real number one. Like they don't have a Devontae Adams. They don't have
they're also the number one rushing team in the NFL, and they don't have a name, household name at running back. They actually lost their first running back, J.K.
No,
Dobbins.
I get that.
The Tyreek Hill example. And he wasn't a household name himself.
Tyreek Hill example.
Well, Tyreek Hill, look at what he's done to Miami. I mean, he has turned that team around, and I think he is their best offensive player. So I don't think, like Patrick Mahomes, you're talking about, in my view, the best quarterback we've ever seen. In most people's views, the best quarterback in the league. And this year, they're struggling without, not obviously they don't have Tyreek, but I mean, like, they need a receiver. Like, if they don't win the Super Bowl, the way it looks now, it'll be because they don't have a top-flight receiver or even a second-flight receiver. Last year, they didn't have a top-flight. They had Juju, but he was better than anything.
So maybe
they have
it might be a combination of some of the players and Mahomes just not having the best year either. You know what I mean?
I don't think it's Mahomes. I think it's that his receivers are dropping passes. I don't know if they still lead the league in drops, but they have. They don't get open that well. I think, he needs somebody to be able to create some separation and catch the ball consistently besides his tight end. But I also think, Rob, a big factor in, and we've talked about it, we both think the running back positions become undervalued. And I get it that you can, like Cleveland, they had Nick Chubb, who's one of the top running backs in the league, and he's been injured and they haven't missed a beat. They're 6-3. And their run game is still strong. But I would say this, fans come to see stars. And so your running back, whether it was a Jonathan Taylor, they were fine without him. Zach Moss stepped in and was strong. Or a Chubb, they are drawing fans. And so that's why, you know, that's part of it too, Rob. When you pay a guy, it's not just, yes, production, but it's also a bottom line business of our people coming to see us play, our people buying our merchandise. All of that goes into the money. And top flight running backs do draw fans to do those things. But I think, Rob, the big maybe difference between these two, and you're right, it's a passing league, obviously. But I also think, and what hurts the running backs when it comes to pay, is that the general feeling, and there is truth to it, not every case, but that your shelf life as a top flight running back is much shorter than that of a receiver, just because of the nature of the position. You're getting hit so much, and that's why that rookie, you know, scale where the team doesn't have to pay you for 5 years, essentially, that can eat up a running back's best years. Now, there are exceptions, Emmitt Smith, Walter Payton, but there aren't that many. You know, Eric Dickerson's best years were early. Even though he still was a great, you know, in his late 20s and maybe at 30, Earl Campbell's best years were early. Ezekiel Elliott's best years were early. Like, that hurts the running back. And as a receiver, they can, you know, a lot of times they're still great in their early 30s. And so I think that is one of the big, we've talked about it, that rookie scale, it does the running back in more than any other player.
No, but I think I get that. But I'm looking, if you're the Vikings.
They also winning without Kirk Cousins. 2-0 with Joshua Dobbs.
Yeah, but they're not 5-0. I mean, I'm just saying, like they're 5-0. And do I need to break the bank for Justin Jefferson is what I'm asking you. Like, if I'm looking at the team, I'm not saying he's not talented. I just wonder why the you know, people don't have nearly a problem with paying a wide receiver when teams seem to keep winning. Devontae Adams is a special superb talent. How in the world did the Packers go 10-1 without him on the field?
Because you had one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. They missed Devontae and Rodgers last year without him. They'd have been a lot better than last year without him. A lot of it depends on what you got around him. I mean, that, like, Adams or Aaron Rodgers couldn't win his last year in Green Bay without Devontae Adams. I think if they had Devontae that year, they would have made the playoffs and been a good team. But yet, when Rodgers was at his best in those two MVP years, yeah, he could make it happen with less than that. You know, we said Mahomes made it happen with less than Tyreek Hill. But you still need some level of player. And he doesn't have that this year, and they're not scoring a lot of points.
Yeah. So the Vikings story is interesting. It just really is, because that kid is so special and spectacular. And people, you know what I'm saying. Like, there were people saying throw the towel in on the season. Trade.
Well, a lot
you know,
of
like
that also was because of the way they
over.
Started. I also think that's one team, you know, that's not like you can't make a rule based off of that one situation. You know, a lot of other things are going well from them. The defense has played better, you know, things like that. But you know, it's interesting, and let's see if they keep it up. You know, and again, if they don't keep it up, you can always say, well, they lost Kirk Cousins. They just had Joshua Dobbs, who's good, but he is typically, you know, he is basically a backup. So. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And Stephon Diggs isn't talking, but his brother is. We'll get into that next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. As I said, we got Mike Sando of The Athletic joining us shortly. But first, Rob, we talked about the Bills' loss to Denver last night. And Stephon Diggs, who's been disgruntled for a while now.
We know remember that, in the offseason, there was a big hubbub.
Right.
First, that the coach made a stink and then said it was no big deal. You remember that?
The coach said, Sean McDermott, he was very concerned about it. Or
that was the word. That was it. Yeah,
very concerned, right? And then the next day he said it wasn't a big deal. And so anyway, Stephon Diggs' brother put out some tweets after last night's game. Rob G, read them to us.
Yeah, Cowboys All-Pro cornerback Trayvon Diggs, hard to tell which one's better. They're both fantastic. But he tweeted out in the immediate aftermath of Buffalo's loss to Denver, man, 14 got to get up out of there. And you think
being his brother's.
That's his brother's number. Now, you would think that'd be enough, right? You know, he's very fired up after the loss. He's very frustrated. So he slept on it. And
12 hours later,
he went back on social media and put this one out. Let's not forget, he, talking about Josh Allen, didn't start going off till bro got there.
All right. Well, first of all, Rob, I mean, to me, your brother, who is also in the NFL and understands how tweets, you know, by NFL players can be taken, that says a lot to me. Like, I just don't get it.
I don't get it. Like, why would you put that out there? It compromises everything. It makes it puts the onus on your brother in a situation with somebody he has to work with. Chris, I don't get it.
I agree, but I think that Stephon clearly, in my opinion, not from his mouth, but from his brother's mouth or tweets, seems to want out. And Rob, the fact that after this became a big deal, he didn't get a call from his brother, like, dude, what are you doing? If he did get that call, Rob, he would have either deleted the tweet. It would have been out there still, but obviously he could have deleted it. He could have clarified it. Hey, that's just how I feel. I'm watching my brother not be used correctly. I think he needs to get out there, but, you know, he talked to me and said he's fine or whatever.
And this has happened again.
And then,
Rob, the next morning, he
tweeted it. The next morning, he doubled down. So even if he did speak to Stephon last night, he doubled down in the morning. So it just seems like Stephon clearly does want out of there. And you're right, it's going to be a problem. And the other thing, Rob, he's a bit off. I mean, he says Josh didn't become great until he got Stephon. There is some truth to that. However, Josh was very young. And Stephon, Rob, he played 5 years in Minnesota, 2 years with Kirk Cousins, a year with Teddy Bridgewater when he had his great year, and didn't make a Pro Bowl. So Stephon blew up too, Rob, when he teamed up with Josh Allen. So really it was both of them becoming, you know, their best version of themselves together. And it does seem a shame that they might be gone, Rob. This thing might fall apart.
It looks like it, even going back to what we talked about with the wasn't training camp. What was it? Off-season workout or whatever it was?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, going back to that, there was definitely something stinky there, Chris, that was going on. And I don't know if it set the tone for the season or there's still something. There seems to be something bubbling underneath the surface.
No doubt. Yeah, you know.
We can't put our finger on it. It's not a stat.
Well, it just seems I said last night somewhat jokingly, but somewhat, you know, based on what we've seen, that if they lost, I thought Stephon might punch somebody out.
Yeah, you did say that.
And Rob, I gotta be honest, I don't know the ins and outs. Heck, for all I know, Josh Allen is a jerk and Stephon don't like it. I have no idea. They say they're boys and they get along great. I don't know the inner workings, but I will say this, from what I see, I don't really like the way Stephon's acting, Rob. Like, this is a time where you need leaders to step up. And I feel like he, dating back to the offseason, as you said, it feels to me like he's pointing fingers and showing an attitude. And I get it. A lot of receivers act this way. But it seems like he has an attitude of, it ain't me. I'm not the problem. I'm not getting the ball enough, even though he's one of the most targeted guys in the league and has been since he's been in Buffalo. Like, that's the attitude that's coming off. And I get it. You know, I don't know if Josh Allen is a great leader. It doesn't look like this team has great leadership, right? But it doesn't make it easy when your receiver is going off the way he does. And so, you know, I just – from what I see the outside looking in, I don't like it. I don't like the fact that Stephon is allowing his brother. Not I say allowing, because you can easily tell your brother, dude, don't even though we've talked quietly and privately.
Don't put that out there on Front Street.
Right, dude, come on. I got a team. We're in the middle of a season. You can easily
I
got to
deal with
that.
This guy every day. I mean, like, it's just a bad look.
Right, right. So I don't like the way Stephon is handling this. And I can say that for a lot of people in Buffalo. But I think he's just pouring gasoline on a fire.
I've told Rob G a million times, just save that about Chris, okay? Because it's not good. We got to work with him every day. Oh, I'm sorry.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob here on Fox
Thank you,
Sports
thank you, thank
Radio.
You.
Mike Sando of the Athletics around the corner.
And he's got some explaining to do.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our next guest is a senior NFL writer for The Athletic, author of The Football 100. We welcome in Mike Sando. Mike, how are you?
Hey, good to be back. How are you?
We are great. Great to have you back. And look, let's start in Buffalo. You wrote, last week that Ken Dorsey, who was under fire, we know he got fired today. We'll get to that.
Yep.
But the offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, had actually done a better job than Brian Daboll, at least statistically. And obviously, yeah. Again, he's fired today. So explain the article, because Rob and I are with most – our view is like that of most people's, that the offense and Josh Allen had declined under
right.
Dorsey.
Doesn't seem the same.
Yeah. What? Tell us about your story.
Yeah, so I was – you know, people were calling for Dorsey last week, and Dorsey was answering questions last week, and so was McDermott. Hey, have you lost faith in the coordinator? Are you going to replace him? And I was looking. I was just looking at the stats in the league, and the Bills were a top five offense by all the stats that I look at. So I thought, well, that's interesting. Not that they're playing the absolute best they possibly could, or there haven't been some bad games. Certainly, they've had a couple bad games offensively. But I decided, well, I'm going to look at this a number of different ways. I'm going to look at 25 games of Dorsey, which was last year and this year. I compared it to the last 25 games of Daboll, which should be a similar comp because Josh Allen was a developed top-tier quarterback for both of those, and the numbers had gotten a little bit better. They were good for both, but the numbers had gotten better under Dorsey. What had changed for the team was the defense had fallen off, and so their starting field position wasn't nearly as good on offense. They weren't getting all these short fields, to have easy points. And so their scoring had dropped a little bit. They were still in the top two or three in the league, top two. And so I was just kind of, hey, let's put on the brakes here. This team has issues, but just by an objective measure, which is the production of the offense, when you have a top five offense, that's probably not the problem, even though in some games here or there it may have been. So that was my point, and I still believe that. I mean, look, they had – whatever number of turnovers from drop, the running back drops the ball when he's got a clear lane to go running. Did Ken Dorsey screw that up? The quarterback has protected, throws it to the tight end. The receiver goes off his hands and is intercepted. Is that bad scheme? So I think that this is Sean McDermott overreacting by firing him when they've got a whole bunch of problems, which includes having the right number of people on the field at the end of the game.
That cost them the game. That was a missed field goal, right?
Job. Dorsey is working today for the Bills if that doesn't happen, in my opinion. So, look, we can get into the opinions of should they be running more, should they do this or that. That's with any coordinator. But they have global issues on the Bills that go back to a lot of these end-of-game scenarios. And I think, and I've written this 2 weeks ago, I wrote a different column just saying, I don't know that they need anything at the trade deadline. They just kind of need to not be so uptight. I feel like this is a team that is just on the edge, and you take on the personality of your coach. And to me, they need their Aaron Rodgers to go, relax, everybody here. We're a good team.
Here's the problem, though, with that. Is that the quarterback can't say it because is he honestly playing like a top-tier quarterback with all the turnovers and the interceptions? I mean, I know he's a talent, but he hasn't played like the talent that we have seen in the past. He's part of the problem.
He has pressed. He has pressed. But I think that whole environment there is of pressing, the whole thing. So now Josh Allen, I'm going to call it up right now. Josh Allen is basically in the top 10 of most, and I think he was in the top 5 of most of the good stats.
Leads the league in touchdowns, 26.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's different types. I would not put him as a Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. I think he's a cut below that. But I think he's a 35 touchdown, 14 interception guy. He's not a 35 touchdown, 4 interception guy. But he's also going to be doing all that, and he's going to be, like, you know, rushing for 600 yards and 8 touchdowns also, although that's been a little bit of their point of emphasis this year to not feature him as much. I get it. But he's the engine of that offense. I think we put it this way. If we subbed onto that team a random quarterback who's starting on a different team, they might have a bottom 10 offense in the stats. I wouldn't be doing that story, right? The story is not because of Dorsey. It's not like Dorsey was doing these amazing things with the scheme. I was just saying, if you have an offense that ranks in the top 10 and in your defense, which played a lot better last night, is ranking lower than it has before, and you're not quite as good, well, what are we looking at?
Yeah, you've alluded
Maybe
to it a little bit.
Maybe the coach needs to go.
I was going to say, alluded to it a little bit. The culture, I think, is bad. And right. I feel like if they don't turn it around under Joe Brady, which they probably won't, I think McDermott needs to be the next one to go. Not because he's a bad coach, but I think his time is worn thin there in Buffalo if they don't make the playoffs.
He has to have a solution for this, a pivot for this, right? He has to change this narrative, because otherwise it is what it is, and you can't escape it. I think there's too much of this. There's things in their control, which is some of that in the game stuff that's happened to them, the 13 seconds, all of that. There's things out of their control, emotional things. Damar Hamlin, the owner of the team, incapacitated. Lots of things that are a little bit unusual. There's a lot of emotional baggage with this team right now. And it takes a special leader to I'm not saying it's easy. It takes a special leader to be able to transcend that and pull your team through. And when we think of the great kind of big picture coaches, you think of like Mike Tomlin with his Josh set in the stand on the front of the boat through the worst seas, and you know he's not falling over. Pete Carroll brings his own sort of style of upbeatness, like we're going to get through this, right? There's different ways to do this, and their temperament of their team is what you see on the sideline from McDermott when it goes wrong and he turns around and he almost throws things down, or it's Ken Dorsey in the booth at Miami throwing a tantrum that goes viral, right? Or it's Josh Allen just losing it and having a brain fart moment where he just says screw it and throws the ball, right? That's like your whole vibe of your team. We just need to not be all over the place.
So let me looking at numbers and sometimes they can be deceiving. So is it not Zach Wilson's fault that the Jets haven't scored a touchdown in 36 drives? No, I'm trying to figure out, like, what am I missing with the Jets? And I know Chris gets tired of me talking about it, but I've never seen anything like this where they continue to bring the same guy out like there's no other person. The United States has 330 million people, and there's nobody else who could play quarterback?
How about, well, I think the craziest one was when Robert Saleh had to plead the fifth when he was asked about it.
Right.
Chris thinks that's
coming from upstairs, right?
Yep. Was that in an interview, right? That wasn't a press conference.
That was a radio interview, yeah,
so,
on WFAN.
So here's how that happens. Yeah, because in a press conference, you can kind of keep that distance from the people that you're talking. You can kind of give a BS answer easily, right?
Right.
At a press conference. When you start having a conversation and connect with somebody, it's really hard to just sort of BS your way out of the answer, right?
Right.
So he actually kind of cracked there and said, I plead the fifth. I don't know if it's a weak moment or not, but I think that tells you he can't fully answer it either.
But what about Zach? Just how can people be so wrong about that guy?
You mean why isn't he better than he is?
Yeah, like this is year two, and Everybody thought, well, he can manage this. He had played so poorly. Chris and I talked about all the time that if he plays just decent, people are excited because he's been so bad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, obviously this year they thought they're going to have Aaron Rodgers for the whole season. So people now say, hey, when you got Aaron Rodgers, you should have got a more viable backup. I don't really buy that. I think if you get Aaron Rodgers, that's a great situation. Hey, we don't have to give up on Zach Wilson. Then he can take a breather. And if push, maybe we need him for a couple games.
But wait a minute. You don't need him. You don't need a backup for a 39-year-old quarterback? I mean, like with a leaky offensive line.
You do. You do, but who are you going to get and pay that makes sense for you in the context of your salary?
No, I understand you're not planning for him to be out on four plays. I get that. But you can't put in the kid that you ridiculed a year ago and the team gave up on, is what I'm saying. This defense is decent, good enough, I should say.
Yeah.
To be able to play if you had a Dobbs or a Carson Wentz or somebody.
Mike White.
No doubt about it.
I believe that if they had Mike White, they would have a totally different outlook right now. I do believe that. So, I understand when you draft a quarterback that high that you do tend to give him a little extra time, even if objectively you shouldn't. I do understand how that happens.
Before you go, everything seemed, you know, Denver's won three straight. There were thoughts that Russell Wilson might get benched or that Russell Wilson is not going to be there next year. Do you think now, I mean, I know we got half the season left, but do you think right now it's looking like he's going to be there for the foreseeable future with Sean Payton?
I think it's so fascinating because I think heart of hearts, I think Sean Payton would probably like to not bet his future on Wilson, would be my guess, right? Just for what's left of Wilson in the future. He's really taken the ball out of his hands last night. We saw on the screen his average pass was 3 yards down the field. I think he's done – Russell Wilson's been better. He's been more efficient. He hasn't had the meltdown games. But I don't think he's played championship-winning ball, and I don't know that Sean Payton thinks that he can win it all, bringing it back with him. So –
how are they going to eat that contract? They're going to eat that?
Well, here's the problem. So if he's on the roster starting like in early or in March of this next year, you kick in another $37 million of guarantees. So that's really the decision you have to make. Like, we're already upside down on this thing, but if he stays, we're guaranteeing another $37 million on top of that we wouldn't have to.
Right. So that's where a moment of truth is what you're saying. He's going to be cut.
Well, I thought he's going to be cut, but I think that's a tough thing. And you know, I think Sean Payton with ownership there, that's an interesting conversation if Russell Wilson is decent.
Right.
If he's good enough.
Numbers are near the top. I agree with you. I think his numbers look better than he's actually played, but they are right there near the top of the league.
Yeah. Oh, it's so fascinating. Like, to me, and you also have to have an alternative. Like, what's your alternative? What's your other plan?
Right, right.
What are you going to do?
Right,
so, yeah, this could be very, very interesting. And I would have thought he was gone. But, shoot, what if he has – he could easily – he has 18 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He could easily have 31 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. And people are going to be like, well, hey, you got your guy, right?
Year. All right, Mike Sando, The Athletic. Great stuff as always, Mike. We appreciate the time.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Trash Talking Tuesday is next, 877-99 on Fox. Call in now to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments. where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. Did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you have access 24/7, 365 customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn to discover more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. Trash Talking Tuesday is now.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's kick it off, Chris. Here we go. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. I'm going to need y'all to pull out the trash and recycling bins for this Trash Talking Tuesday because I got a double dose for y'all, baby. For the trash, Stephon, Trayvon, Ricky, Mike, or whichever Diggs bro it was, shut y'all up. Contrary to Chris Brown's song, it's actually these bros who ain't loyal. Instead of whining on social media, showing GMs you're immature and disloyal, go negotiate silently in the offseason. Like Darrell Revis, like Patrick Mahomes, like Rob Parker. Things seem to be working very well for those legends. And for the recycling bin, the NBA in-season tourney. Will you stop it with the EuroLeague swagger jacking, Commissioner Silver? We don't need rainbow color courts. We don't need in-season tournaments to generate interest. What we need is a Rob Parker-inspired NBA injury list. Get the superstars in the game every game, and if they're really hurt, hold them out for 5 games. Are we more interested in the NBA now before Christmas? No way. No how. Cut the gimmicks. Stop it.
There he is, my man, Sean, all over it. My goodness gracious. All right, let's go. Eric in Oregon. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Eric?
What's up, my dudes?
How are you?
Good. Is Alex the DJ tonight?
Yes.
What's up?
God, he played some house music.
Oh.
Man, it's thing that woke me up from my sleep coma that Sunday night's football game put me in from watching the New York boring Jets play. Man, the NFL put in a flex system to change the scheduling of Sunday night's games. Not sure why they allowed this game to air, but someone needs to pull Roger Goodell's fat lips off of Woody Small Johnson's backside, the owner of the Jets. I also heard there's a shortage of paper bags in New York due to all the Jets fans using them to cover their face. Apparently, it'll help them keep from sucking even more. But, hey, What do I know? I'm just a dude on the couch talking trash, so I'm going to stick and trash.
There you go, Eric.
That's right. Very nice. Fuentes and Coachella.
Fuentes, you got about 20 seconds.
Let's do it. Who you trashing?
Hello?
Go. All right, we lost him.
All right, who you trashing?
Adam. Caller.
Are we done? Adam in D.C.? Can we? How much time, Alex?
He's going to get cut off.
Hey, man.
No, it's too late.
I just want to trash Sean King, man. Sean King for saying that Jimmy Garoppolo had a stronger, better arm than Brock Purdy. Man, do your research, brother. We love you, but come on. Don't come weak like that. Jimmy Garoppolo, closed eye, noodle arm, but ain't got no better arm than Brock Purdy. I'm trashing him, Rob.
All right, we got you. Who you trashing,
Rob? Sorry, we didn't have that. We appreciate that. Yep.
Who you trashing? You got
Me? Of course, the Buffalo Bills. That was awful, Chris. The Buffalo Bills.
All right. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.